Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 3:08 on this Saturday here at News Talk, K3OWCCO. Steve Thompson in. As Mark Fry said, more of the same in the weather department, but it looks like a mild week coming as we head for the middle of January already. Football game inside the two-minute warning. Buffalo leading Indianapolis 27-24, the first of six NFL playoff games this weekend. Bills lead the Colts by three late in the game, but the Colts have the football in their own territory, and we'll keep an eye on those scores as we move through the day. Right now we're going to talk Wild hockey. Sarah McClellan covers the team for the Star Tribune, and the Minnesota Wild are at camp getting ready for the start of the season. They open in Southern California, two with the Kings, two with the Ducks, before they return home to play two with the Sharks. Sarah, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, good to visit with you about the Wild. And this all kind of came together pretty quickly. I know the last time we visited, there wasn't a lot of clarity on when the season would begin, what it would look like. But here we are, and the Wild are at work.
You're right. I mean, training camp isn't even a week old officially for the Wild. And, you know, the team has its season opener just days away on Thursday, like you mentioned, starting in Los Angeles. So a very quick start to the season. And that's kind of presenting a unique challenge for the Wild with all the roster turnover and changes that this group experienced over the offseason. You know, I think in the last few years, it's kind of been tweaks here and there. So kind of getting everybody in and acclimated and on the same page was probably a pretty smooth process. But now with so many new faces, there's a lot of teaching, a lot of learning going on. And with less time to prepare and no exhibition games, the Wild has had to kind of get creative with its training camp. And we saw that obviously Friday night, the team held a scrimmage at XL Energy Center, and it really tried to simulate, you know, a game scenario. It had a morning skate in the morning, then players could go home in the afternoon and have their naps and then come back to the arena, you know, as if they were going to play a 7 o'clock game. And, you know, they'll duplicate that setup tomorrow, going back to XL Energy Center, playing a game and competing against themselves. But after that, a couple more practices, and then it's puck drop. It's ready to go.
Yeah, and then they go on the road, two at the Kings, two at the Ducks, so they'll have a long stay in Southern California, which this time of year doesn't sound all that bad to get out of town for the better part of a week. I would assume they're going to have practices built in and ice time somewhere to continue to kind of get ready and shake off the rust, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's part of this. They'll get a couple practices in there, but this is just kind of one of the quirks of this, you know, new season, new schedule. Obviously, it's condensed. It's only 56 games. The divisions have been realigned, so four new kind of setups and lineups than we're used to. And they're going to be playing, you know, only against their division and in these two-game sets. Like you said, two against Los Angeles, two against Anaheim. There's some scenarios where it's four in a row against a team. So, you know, if you are going out on the road, they're really trying to kind of maximize, you know, the games, get as much in as you can, kind of like a baseball schedule, sure, to try to limit travel, because obviously this is still going on in the middle of a pandemic. So it is going to be different. It is going to be unique. And I think that's another challenge, you know, for any team, not only the Wild, but just getting used to seeing teams on back-to-back nights, two games, sometimes four games in a row, and some long road trips since the Wild is in the West Division. So that means they're going to be seeing a lot of the California teams, Arizona, Vegas, Colorado, and St. Louis as well. So it's different, but this is what the NHL feels it needed to do to try to get this season done and then potentially obviously get on track to have a more normal-looking season start in the fall.
Sarah McClellan joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. And, Sarah, you talked about all the turnover, and I visited with Bill Guerin for about 10 minutes last Saturday here on the radio, and one of the things we talked about, number one, new number one goaltender in Cam Talbot, and a lot of changeover up front. The one thing the Wild can probably lean on and will lean on is a very experienced, established blue line.
You're right. I think that's obviously for a while now been the calling card of this team is its defensive play. And, you know, it might be needed to be kind of like that stabilizing factor for this season because the forward group is completely revamped. Like you said, it's a new tandem in net. Not only Cam Talbot, but with Alex Stalock injured right now, you know, it's going to be a different backup. It's going to probably be Kaapo Kähkönen. So changes all over the lineup. But what does look the same is the blue line. You know, it's the same top four, Jared Spurgeon, Ryan Suter, Matt Dumba, Jonas Brodin. So it's a very familiar look back there, which I think can obviously help ease the transitions elsewhere in the lineup. But just provide the team with that stable defense that it's going to need, you know, in a division particularly where some of these teams, like we know, Vegas, Colorado, you know, are fueled by very high scoring offenses. So I think it can help kind of weather the changes and the transitions around the lineup. But I think for the team to compete in this new West Division, having, you know, that stingy identity and kind of being built from the back out makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and speaking of Jared Spurgeon, he was awarded the C. He'll be the captain of this club going forward, taking over for Mikko Koivu, who departed. And I didn't even bother to ask Bill Guerin about that because I knew he wouldn't tell me last Saturday. It was announced on Sunday, but it seems to be very well received and is very well deserved.
It has been. You know, you talk to his teammates, the coaching staff, and Bill Guerin himself in the aftermath, like you said, of that announcement last Sunday. And, you know, everyone has just kind of raved about the pick and the character too. And, you know, obviously you can look around this lineup and you could see totally that this team had, you know, quite a few candidates to consider. You know, Zach Parise's been here a long time. Obviously a Minnesota native, Ryan Suter's been here a while. I think we've seen Marcus Foligno's leadership skills, you know, flourish in the last few years. But I think Spurgeon made a lot of sense. Obviously, he's signed long-term. You know, he's been here for so many years and has really carved out an identity as one of this team's best players, certainly on the blue line. He's a cornerstone there. But I think also, too, the way he carries himself, he leads by example. But when he speaks, I think, you know, people listen to him. His words are very valuable in that regard. And I think his story, too, really resonates. And he's just a perfect example of hard work paying off. You know, he was an unsigned draft pick, came to the Wild on a tryout, and just worked his way into a contract and into another contract and into obviously the position he is now, where he's a very key player for this team, a leader, and someone now who will don the captaincy. So you're right. I think the feedback unanimously has been, you know, that he was a solid pick. There was obviously others, you know, to consider, but it'll be interesting to see. I think it just kind of highlights that this is really a new era for this team with all the roster changes, a new captain, new goalie. You know, this is Dean Evason's first regular season from the beginning at the helm. It certainly feels like times are changing for this organization.
And then one of the big names we've been hearing about for a long, long time has arrived on the scene. Kirill Kaprizov, the young Russian, has come in and impressed. Tell us more, Sarah, about what you've seen so far. He's fitting in and looking good. Hasn't played a real game in the NHL yet, but so far is so good.
Yeah, it totally looks like it's been a smooth transition for him in terms of just kind of acclimating with the group. Obviously, you know, he still has to get into an NHL game. And, you know, there's got to be some type of transition from the KHL after he played there for so many years to the NHL, the best league in the world. But I think so far he hasn't looked out of place on the ice. In fact, he looks very much as advertised. I think back to last night in the scrimmage, and he really had the play of the night, the highlight, just kind of scooping up a stretch pass, breezing by the defense, and, you know, deking the puck what looked like effortlessly around the goaltender. So he totally has the tools, the skills. I know the language part is a work in progress, obviously. Speaking Russian, we talked to him earlier in the week. He spoke through a translator. But talking to his teammates, it sounds like he has, enough English down that they're able to communicate with him. And, they really see him fitting in. And, the other thing I hear, too, is just how eager and excited he is to just get the games going. And obviously, for so many years, I think so many hopes for this franchise have been pinned on him and awaiting his arrival. And, it's going to be a transition. It's going to be time. But I think the fact that he's here, he's in Minnesota, he's with the team, I think that's probably another reason why fans, have reason to be excited for this season. It's going to look different. It's going to be unique. But to have someone like him finally make his debut, I think a lot of eyes are going to be watching that journey for sure.
You brought up the injury to Alex Stalock, the backup goaltender. But are there any other injury concerns at this point? I know it's an abbreviated camp. They head for Southern California, open with the Kings. Any other concerns at this moment, Sarah?
Well, Matt Zuccarello is still out, but he has been skating. He has been getting on the ice in between sessions. It looked like he was out there, too, with one of the groups at the morning skate on Friday. But that's obviously the next step for him to see when he can get, integrated back with the team. He had arm surgery in the offseason, so that's a situation to monitor. I know Marcus Johansson left the scrimmage early yesterday if he kind of took a tumble to the ice, but afterward, Evanston said Johansson was fine, so I didn't sound like anything too serious there. But you're right, I think that's something that teams are monitoring, is this is a very quick turnaround to get, up and going for the season, and kind of monitoring that workload. Today was a day off, a scheduled day off for the team, and then back at it tomorrow for a scrimmage. So, that's something that's going to have to be watched, is obviously making sure they have healthy players available and, they're prepared in a shorter window, to take on still a rigorous, challenging season.
Well, Sarah, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update on the Wild.
Sounds good. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.